Hello friends, we are studying this subject of consumer buyer behavior. We are on chapter 10. Chapter 10 is on about diffusion and adoption of new products. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, is going to take you through this. So learning objectives that we set for ourselves is to understand what is diffusion, different interpretation of innovations, evaluation of the market for a product over four stages of product life cycle, process of consumer passing through before accepting a new product. So that is adoption process, and what are the characteristics of innovation affecting the adoption role. So with this, let's understand spread of innovation in the market is considered as diffusion. How the new innovative product gets accepted, that's a diffusion. It leads to the acceptance of the innovation. So when diffusion happens correctly about the innovation, acceptance comes in. And acceptance occurs due to ability of the self-evaluation, that individual is able to self-evaluate depending on the sufficiency of the information that is made available. For the consumers, new product represents an opportunity. Opportunity in terms of better satisfaction of a personal need, social and environmental needs, etc. For a marketeers or for a manufacturer, it's an important opportunity to differentiate itself in the market, create a competitive edge. Every diffusion of innovation, it involves two closely related processes, so to say. One is the diffusion process, second is the adoption process. Diffusion process we have understood. The adoption is all about stages through which individual consumers, when passed through it, accepts the product, finds a need within, and takes the decision to bring it into his life. In every market, of course, there are very enthusiastic customers who want to grab anything which comes new. And then there are other customers who follow certain set norms, rational evaluation and other considerations. The first category is known as a consumer innovators. Now let's understand what is innovation in the first place. To understand innovation, there are six categories of a new product that has been defined. You may find wording different if you come across different images. In all, it is new to the world. It's a first time ever the product is produced. So mobile cell phone, when it came, it's a new to the world. Okay. New product line. It's a new product line in the existing company. For that company, it's a new product. So HUL, when started manufacturing, say, Kisan ketchups, it's a new product line. Other manufacturers were there before. But in the Hindustan Unilever portfolio, it was not there. Product line additions, you add something to your product line. So now, you see that there is a heat razor which has been produced by the Gillette. So that's a new product addition, you know, product line addition. Improvements, revisions, etc. So you improve upon your existing product significantly. So that's also a new product, reposition product. Something which is earlier been positioned as a one particular product. Now you reposition, you make this brand reposition itself in a new avatar, you know, so to say. And naya, you know, naya, you know, kind of, etc. So that's a repositioning that you resort to. And lower price product, through various cost economies and all, you are also able to offer a lower price version for that product. So that's a new product, so to say. Maybe innovative, may not be innovative. We have spoke about the new product. Booz Allen and Hamilton, BAH as they're known as, have categories of innovation. Now remember, these are categories of innovation. Earlier was a category of new product. Somewhat there is a similarity, technological breakthrough. This is totally new to the world. It's not earlier existing. Pager when came, it was a new to the world. Mobile when it has come, it's a new to the world. Okay. Significant improvement. You have an existing product and you significantly improve upon. Apple, iPhone, etc., Samsung, they keep on adding lot of features to their existing mobile. They create significant improvement. Some products are modified. You know, you have a mixer grinder, you add either automatic motor or you add another feature to whip it, etc. And you introduce, so that's a modified product. Okay, it may not be a significant modification. Product new to the company. It's a new line for the product. So when Sony introduced the digital camera, DSLR, it's a new to the company. It's there in the world, but for the company, it's a new thing. Repositioning, as I have earlier mentioned, you kind of create a repositioning of that product and make it sound attractive to the different class of the customers, different profile of the people. Cost reduction, you achieve significant cost advantage. As a result, you are able to pass on a cost benefit. For the same features, there are various positioning that is possible out there. More for less, less for more, etc. So those are the things we are not right now getting into it. But yes, you offer a value proposition. So that's also an innovation. We will get them, essentially, we understood these aspects, but it is not supposed to be elaborately understood. We are understanding the diffusion as a process. So understanding the diffusion process, you need to have the understanding about how the innovation spreads in the market. So this is a definition. Diffusion is just a process by which acceptance of an innovation is spread by the company. The company who's created has to spread this to the society as a social system. Society as a social system, that is to a targeted group of customers by using communication channel, mass media, salespeople, promotion, digital, etc. Over a period of time, so over a specified period of time, you reach this new innovation among the target group using various media touch points through which the target group get exposed and they come to know about innovative product being introduced in the market. In other words, diffusion process has four basic elements. One is the innovation itself, the social system, which is the target group of customers, the channel of communication, that is the media mix, etc., and the period over which it has been conveyed. So we take them one by one. Innovation is all about, there are four different types of innovation that one talks about: firm oriented, product oriented, market oriented, and consumer oriented. Firm oriented is product which is considered as a new form for the firm. So it's a firm oriented innovation introducing, but it is now new product for the market. It's not new to the market. However, for that firm, it's a new. Sony, as I earlier also gave you an example, when introduced DSLR, it's a new Carl Zeiss's lens they talk about, which was their kind of a proprietary innovation. They brought into the DSLR also. They were DSLR like Nikon and Canon existing at that point of time. Product oriented innovation focus is on the feature, making a product feature oriented, inherent in the product itself, and then effects this features are likely to have the consumer's established usage pattern. Making the toaster automatic. Earlier, toast used to get burnt. Therefore, the women has to be present while toast is under making. But as the lifestyle has changed, the demand was coming, the need was felt. Toaster makers have done the automatization. So you set it for the time or the brownness you needed. It will automatically stop and pop it out. So the women can do other tasks. So that's a product oriented, feature specific this thing. Three variations within a continuous innovation. You continue to improve your product and its features. So Wi-Fi over a period, Wi-Fi this thing is the bandwidth, the range available, etc. has been constantly improving. The dynamically continuous improvement. So that's a camera in a cell phone. You continuously see that so much of an innovation that is happening. Single lens to multi lens, etc. is coming in a discontinuous improvement, self-help medical kits. So it's a discontinuous innovations wherein medical kit, all that heart, respiratory tool, which has been supposed to be put into say societies or the critical areas where you can have a quick access and give that electric shock to the people, a person facing a cardiac arrest, etc. So that's the discontinuous innovation. After that, nothing much has say happen on that front. Market oriented innovation, here the newness of the product is judged in terms of how much exposure the consumers have about this new product. Is consumer sufficiently exposed, or for consumer it's a new, then it's a new to market kind of innovation. Consumer oriented innovation, in this approach a new product is any product that is potential consumer judges it to be the new. It may be in the market, but the way it is now promoted and the way it has reached the consumers, and they probably are hearing for the first time, they're finding a utility into it. So it's a consumer oriented new product, so to say. This approach is believes and deals with the perception of the consumers. Okay, what consumers perceive about it, rather than the self style classification, rather than declaring it as a new on your own, and a customer should believe it as a new. So that's the orientation that one takes in. So we have understood different four types of classification of the new product innovation: the firm, the product, the market, and the consumer oriented. So now we come to product characteristics that influence diffusions. What are the characteristics of the product that matters, that influences the diffusion? So all new products may not have an equal probability of consumer acceptance. So every new product does not sound to be, you know, successful. Many new products have actually failed. So some get fast acceptance, like a Maggi noodle. Some take time, rice bran oil. In India, the way that concept was talked about, it was like ghar-ghar mein oil consumption will change, but it's not happened so. Okay, five characteristics that seems to influence the acceptance of the new product. So we will understand them. That's very important for us to understand. Relative advantage, compatibility, complexity, trialability, and observability. So these are the characteristics that influences customer acceptance of the new product. If any one of these suffers, there may be an impact on the consumer acceptance. It's not that all the five has to be present, but some of them should be present so that the consumer is able to gather information. Consumer is able to therefore conclude, infer about himself, you know, whether this is a new and whether this is a product has a utility in it or not. So then only the acceptance will come. So relative product characters that influence the diffusion. So we are trying to understand those five parameters. Relative advantage. So I've given you straight away the example. Colgate Total is considered as better than the simple Colgate. So there's a relative advantage. Colgate Total takes care of different types of teeth related problem, especially for the mid and senior citizens. So then it's a relative advantage. Compatibility, instead of a permanent razor, men felt easy to adopt to new disposable razor. So earlier razor's type used to be permanent and then you keep changing the blade. The change that has come in compatibility is now the razor itself has become disposable. You dispose after over a period of its use, okay, and take the new for its usage. Complexity, smart LED TV is difficult to comprehend and use it fully. So smart TV and LED TVs have come in, but yes, many times we struggle to use it comprehensively. So there's a complexity that may create a fear. Trialability, you can try a new shampoo sachet. You can try a new shampoo using a sachet because that is available. It's a small quantity. Even if you don't like, you can throw it halfway, an unused balance part, etc. But you cannot try a refrigerator. You cannot ask for the refrigerator on a trial basis. So there's a trialability which is a issue. Okay, so these are the aspects that one need to really understand. Then there comes the observability. Mobile model versus undergarments. So what can you observe? You know, so observability is also one aspect that one need to consider. So these are the characteristics that will influence the acceptance of a new product. That's what innovative new product. So naturally, the other thing we have to see is a resistance to innovation. Why the people resist innovation? So Mahindra Logan versus XUV500. Logan, which came and failed, and it was a successful brand of the main company, France automobile company, but it failed here. XUV500, indigenously developed, became a roaring success. Excess from resistance gets manifold. So our extent to resistance may get a different proportion, different dimension. So this happens because low perceived relative advantage means I do not see much of an advantage. So that's a perceived advantage about this new product or the innovation is low. Low perceived compatibility. I do not see a compatibility vis-a-vis that new innovation or the new product. I do not see that it is for me. So these are the key reasons why consumer resist the innovation. So continuing that resistance to innovation, the third is the extent of resistance gets manifold. We said low triability. You are not able to try it out. Low communicability, and you are not able to communicate what is so new about it. High complexity, it's very complex to use, very complex to understand, etc. So these are the four sources of resistance, namely usage barrier, the value barrier, the risk barrier, and a psychological barrier. So above resistance to innovation, various things that we have spoken about, low perceived relative advantage, the low perceived compatibility, triability, low communicability, high complexity. They are classified into four groups: usage barrier, barrier to use, value barrier, I don't see a value, risk barrier, there is a risk involved, and psychological barrier. There is something that is mentally not making me accept this. So we try to understand this and how marketeers, when faced with such kind of thing, has to do things that will facilitate the continuation of the diffusion. Marketeers cannot accept this as a barrier and sit quiet. That's the time that they have to play the role to make things change. And therefore, they have to take action that will enable consumers to overcome this resistance to acceptance. So, giving you a quick snapshot, there are four sources of consumer resistance. So, consumer resist, first is the low usage resistance. Innovation which are not compatible with the existing habit, electric car. When the concept came in, TomTom and everybody was talking about, and as if like in a year or two, the whole world will be full of car. Now it's been almost a decade and we are still struggling with the introduction of an EV. Capital cost, the problem of the battery charging, so many things. So that's a usage resistance. Value resistance. Price versus performance measure as a compared to existing substitutes. So Corfarm by DuPont, they have introduced this new product. However, this new product when compared with the earlier product and its compatibility, versatility, usability versus this new product, its price and probably doing same thing and maybe marginally more. So there is a value not found there, and therefore people resist. Third is risk resistance. If product innovation is a first gen with high cost, there is uncertainty for consumers to wait longer for stable product or buy. So for example, iPad, when iPad came, there was a risk resistance. And will it work? Will it succeed? Will it be compatible with other instruments, etc., devices and all? So that led to the risk of resistance. So first gen with high cost, it was a high cost when it came in. And consumers were uncertain about, so therefore, there are some who got in, some who waited longer than required, that kind of resistance or social resistance. There is a psychological or individual resistance. So social resistance is a more psychological to buy home in South Delhi or anywhere. Will it create a stigma if I buy a place which is known more as a home of middle class people? So where do I buy my home? So I am trying to actually buy a home, but together I am trying to buy something else also. So that is a social resistance or a psychological resistance. Marketeers therefore need to develop strategies to overcome this or some of this, which they visualize, which they could foresee are going to be the most likely resistance when the new product is getting introduced by them. So moving on, we are discussing the resistance to innovation. So these are the sources of resistance, why the resistance come in the first place. So it is a possible insecurity, social cause, there could be economic losses that I visualize myself, the inconvenience that I might have to face, resentment of control, I feel I may lose a control, unanticipated repercussions, I am not sure what will happen, threats to influence, and what kind of influence will it lead to. So these are some of the known sources of resistance that an individual faces. This is over and above this four categorization, four sources of consumer resistance. I have given you a little elaborate perspective as to what brings this resistance, forward. So these are the few points which brings the resistance forward, generates the resistance, so to say. So here the action is given. In this, if you see, the action is given by the marketeer. So the sources of resistance, barriers, product strategy, communication, pricing, market and coping strategy. So how do you go about? So functional barriers and the psychological barriers. And functional barriers I have divided into usage barrier, value barrier, risk barrier. Psychological is divided into tradition barriers and image barriers. And then under each you see that there is a solutions given. So let's take the usage barrier for example. So what could be the product strategy? If you find that usage itself is restricted, So develop a system perspective. For example, packaging, or integrate innovation with preceding activity, say packaging. So what is needed is make the usage viable, make the usage easy, increase tryability. Okay, one more this thing is market development, mandate the usage, you facilitate the usage. Okay, you allow people to provide demonstration, allow them to use and return if they are not happy about. So this is how, say, value barrier. Improve product performance. So you improve the product performance and improve product positioning. So if there is a value barrier, create a value. That is what, as they say, reduce price by lowering the cost. Okay, reduce price by lowering the cost. That's another this thing under pricing strategy. So for every such barrier, you can see that there are some solutions that is marketer will have to provide. Image barrier. So overall good image, and if there is an image issue under the product category strategy, you have to create an image about the product or objective, you know, so to say, object, attitude, object, as you say. Make fun of negative image, create a unique image. So you either discard the negative image by probably making fun of it, or there is no place for that to hold, or you create a unique image for yourself. So that could be the communication strategy that one can do. So for every known barriers, functional, psychological, and every known sub barriers, marketeers will have to put in the strategy in place, which essentially covers product, communication, pricing, market, and copying strategy. Okay, so this is what is the solution that one offers under the diffusion. You cannot have the resistance accepted and remain quiet. You will have to overcome the resistance. So channel of communication, so very important aspect is the next aspect, which is the channel of communication. The success of diffusion, that is taking the innovation to the target customer, it depends on ability to spread the news throughout the market. Now for spreading the news throughout the market, communication is a critical criteria. Communication must take place, and communication among, especially in the digital era, is a challenging task. So you have to decide medium, the vehicle, etc., which will take the innovation to the people. So there are therefore teaser advertisements, or there are pre-publicity or pre-press releases, etc., that will create a inducement, excitement about what is coming new. So that's how people play with the various promotional tool or promotion mix also. So communication plays a critical role. Communication sources are categorized as impersonal and interpersonal sources. Impersonals are advertisements, publicity, etc., which is not, it is a mass this thing. While interpersonal sources are very personal sources, and they are personal selling, using innovation, opinion leaders, etc. Opinion leaders are the one people depend upon, and they talk about your product and what is good about your product. It will impact the influencer, people who are getting influenced by this opinion leaders. Signs of early adopters. So there are, have more change agent, you know, that is, you have to tap more change agent in the society. It could start with your salespeople. He should first accept that this product is of a world class, this thing, and therefore he goes to the market to create that impression forward. However, one need to understand this, have a greater exposure to mass media. So mass media generally brings reach. So reach is essential during the diffusion initial phase. First, most people should know, then the right people should know more. So most people should know will come to you from the reach. Right people should know more will come to you from the frequency or the media that you use. Then you should be more present on blogs, you should be more present on social media, you should do more viral, etc., as they say. So seek information about innovations more frequently. There are people who seek innovations, more news about innovations. So be present there. Have greater knowledge of innovations, have a high degree of opinion leadership. So your product should have a high opinion leaders following it. So everybody is, for that matter, ready to write about Apple if he's been offered a proposition that you introduce this new product. So you will be very keen, which may not be the case with the, say, other Taiwanese or other Chinese company. I'm just giving an example. Market must create more early adopters. So role of a communication while you use as a channel, it is aimed at influencing the early adopters. We will understand what this is, but it is like a tapping through a communication. You reach out to the one who are innovative hungry, innovation hungry. They seek always the information. They always refer to the opinion makers, etc. And then they decide their decision even before the product comes in. So that's how they go about. So they are known as early adopters. Time, the social system we live impacts our behavior. Time is another constraint, this thing one need to really understand. So time is a foundation of a diffusion process. Now diffusion process, when you kickstart, it's not that you can reach out to everyone. You are supposed to also reach out to everyone and influence everyone. You have to stagger this because there are types of people in terms of their ability to accept new products. So there are types of people. We will come to that. But what needs to be understood is purchase time. That is the time that you take to purchase, identification of the adopter categories and the rate of adoption. So what is the time that one takes between knowing and purchasing? Who are those early adopters? Who are those adopters? We have to understand various categories and then know to know whom to approach first and whom to follow. And the rate of adoption in each category, what may be the rate of adoption? So large or moderate or low. Thank you.